Less than 2 months after its debut, the Bloomington Vibe, without warning or notification, shut down its operations. Such is the story for many an independent publication in the city of Bloomington, a town thriving with alternative lifestyles and ideas. However, magazines such as the Bloomington Alternative are still going strong and show no signs of slowing down. Editor and publisher of the Bloomington Alternative, Stephen Higgs, says it's difficult for independent papers to survive.
I've been following alternative publications in Bloomington for almost going on 4 decades now. And you have to have two things. You have to have a solid business side, good advertising base, and you also have to have really strong writing. You have to have star writers.
Although the Alternative hasn't printed an issue since January, it's still very much alive on the internet. Higgs, who is also a professor at the Indiana University School of Journalism, says many independent publications fall victim to financial woes and as a result are forced to fold. But finances aren't the only thing necessary to keep an independent publication going strong.
I mean, another thing you have to have in Bloomington, I think, to have a successful alternative paper, is you have to have an edge. You know, you have to be kind of in your face, you have to be feisty, you have to have that edge out there that's going to get people's attention because they're not getting that anyplace else.
Herald Times newspaper editor Bob Zaltzberg says it's unlikely mainstream media are putting alternative publications out of business because competition between independent publications and outlets like his paper is minimal.
Every other publication gives us some competition in terms of getting advertising dollars, and they give us some competition in terms of certain news stories. But in terms of, you know, what we're trying to provide for the community versus what those independent papers are trying to provide, I don't think we're very much in competition.
IU Assistant Professor of Communication and Culture Ted Strefus says major media outlets such as the Herald Times are able to survive rough patches because they have a steady stream of advertising dollars.
You know, they can absorb a bad quarter much easier than can, you know, an alternative newspaper that might be financed on a shoestring.
But it's not as though there aren't advertisers who want to spend their dollars with alternative publications. Jason Nicky is the co-owner of Landlocked Music, an independent record store in Bloomington. Nicky says he'd like to find an alternative publication in which he can advertise his store, but says it needs to be a paper people can physically pick up and read.
I'm too busy to really think about visiting some website, and usually when I read, you know, people read these things when they're in line at Soma or something, and, you know, getting lunch somewhere. And I feel like by going exclusively online, you're just preaching to the choir.
Nicky says he's not satisfied with the current state of alternative media outlets in Bloomington. However, IU Professor Strefus says although there is not one strong alternative publication that meets everyone's needs, the alternative landscape in Bloomington is very much alive.
You can even go to the farmer's market and people are constantly distributing literature there. So, you know, that's one of the issues with alternative media as well. It's very easy to say that a community, you know, may not necessarily have a particularly vibrant alternative media outlet. But oftentimes that is countered by simply looking around and realizing, you know, just what it is that constitutes alternative media.
Nicky says he's waiting to see if Nuvo, an independent magazine out of Indianapolis, will take over the Bloomington market. But Nuvo editor and former editor of the now defunct Bloomington Independent newspaper, Jim Poyser, doesn't foresee such a thing happening.
There isn't a return on investment, an ROI. There isn't a way for the media audit strategy to cover people, to call people in Bloomington and say, have you seen Nuvo in the past month? If so, how many times? It is these kinds of questions that lead to an industry-wide standard for what can be charged for advertising.
Steve Higgs credits the success of the Bloomington Alternative to his writers and the abundance of student interns wanting to gain experience.
The Bloomington Alternative always covered its own expenses. I invested, you know, I put money into the equipment. I've got a state-of-the-art publishing system here, so that kind of came out of my pocket. But the paper always paid for the printing costs, and I was always able to pay my writers something. So it was good. It was good that way. But we just never had the kind of the business and the financial side of it.
However, Higgs says he doesn't think Bloomington is a lost cause for alternative publications.
Oh, the market is here. Yeah. The market is here in Bloomington. If I would have, like I say, if I would have had that good, solid business person, the problem was I couldn't pay them anything. You know, you have to have a professional salesperson to bring in the $200,000 or $300,000 a year that you would need to do the kind of operation that I wanted to do. You'd have to pay them, you know, a competitive salary.
All the components of a potentially solid independent publication, readership, advertisers, and writers, exist within the community. Although there is not one alternative paper to rule them all, there are still people out there trying. Each paper that disappears raises an awareness of the fleeting nature of the alternative press. With this awareness comes the desire for a new publication, and the cycle continues. For WFIU News, I'm Rishika Murthy.